And from the KTOO newsroom, I'm Anna Canny. A speed limit sign along the Juneau International Airport runway tells drivers to go no faster than 19.5 miles per hour. KTOO's Katie Anastas looked into the sign's origin and why it's effective for this episode of Curious Juneau.
The airport dike trail runs along the edge of the airport in the Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge. It's a place to see wildlife and, if you know where to look, a very specific speed limit sign at the airport runway. Nellie Metcalf hadn't noticed it at first.
I had probably walked past the sign a bajillion times, but I was walking with my boyfriend at the time, and he was the one that noticed it and was like, what? Does that make sense? 19.5?
So she asked KTOO to look into it. And as it turns out, it does make sense. An airfield crew member put up the sign years ago to get the attention of drivers going faster than 20. And according to airport management, it worked. But why does it work? That's a question for Dwight Hennessy.
I am a chair and professor of psychology at Buffalo State University.
Research shows drivers pay less attention to routes they're more familiar with.
The reality is we can't pay 100% perfect focus attention to absolutely everything all the time, right? It's not possible. If you have a monotonous environment where everything is the same, breaking it up grabs our attention and draws us to that, and we're more likely to then process things once we've paid attention to them.
He says that's why the airport sign works.
We've seen a billion 20 miles per hour signs before, but the 19.5 stands out. So that gets us to think. So it really is a clever approach.
Back at the airport dike trail, Laura Minnie is walking her dog, Bodie. The story behind the sign gives her an idea.
Let's just try that on Egan, right?
As a matter of fact, the State Department of Transportation will try out a lower speed limit on Egan Drive, at least for part of it. This winter, the speed limit will be 45 miles per hour from Mendenhall Loop Road to the Sunny Point Interchange. New speed radar signs will let drivers know how fast they're going. DOT traffic and safety engineer Nathan Purvis says the goal is to reduce winter crashes near the notoriously dangerous Fred Meyer intersection.
That was where the majority of crashes were happening, was, you know, when it was icy out, people trying to make that turn through traffic. And so the goal is that by slowing people down, we'll have bigger gaps in the traffic and easier to make the crossing.
Some cities are trying to make all of their speed limit signs more noticeable. In Seattle, transportation officials have added speed limit signs at more frequent intervals. They also lowered speed limits on arterial and residential streets by 5 miles per hour. Seattle has reported a 22% decrease in crashes. Time will tell whether the temporary speed limit and radar signs will reduce wintertime crashes on Egan. But at the airport, the 19.5 sign seems to be doing the trick. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
Have your own Curious Juneau question? Ask us at ktoo.org/curious, and we'll have one of our reporters look into it. Cool temperatures during April have delayed breakup and green up, and that will in turn delay Alaska farmers from getting their crops in the ground. As KCUAC's Tim Ellis reports, that means farmers are facing the likelihood of below average harvest for the third year in a row.
Delta Junction farmer Scott Mugridge has to throttle up when he steers his tractor onto a muddy and partially submerged field to scatter some hay for the 50 or so hungry cows and calves there. Mugridge grows hay and feed for his 600 head of cattle, and he sells the rest to livestock owners around the state. But he worries he may not have any surplus this year because cooler than average temperatures last month kept his fields mostly covered with snow until the last week or so. And he says unless it warms up quickly, it'll take a couple of more weeks at least before the meltwater soaks in and the mud dries enough to begin planting hay and barley.
We're a long way from planting this year. You know, the next step is going to be getting enough heat in that soil to sprout any crop to start with.
Phil Kaspari is the Delta Area UAF Cooperative Extension Service agent, and he says the presence of all that snow and slush on fields around the area means farmers aren't going to be able to get those plants in the ground anytime soon.
We normally like to be in the field, really making good progress around May 10th, and that isn't going to happen.
Kaspari says grains like barley should be planted by May 25th to enable it to mature enough to ensure a good harvest, and also because that's the cutoff date for farmers to be eligible for a full crop insurance payout if the growing season turns out poorly again.
Last year, with all of the snow that we had, a lot of guys didn't get started until the 22nd, 23rd, and we had that late July frost and then that early August frost.
Mugridge says farmers were already dealing with problems left over from the pandemic, like a sluggish supply chain and high fuel and fertilizer costs. And he says if cool weather persists, farmers are facing the prospect of a third consecutive year of poor harvest.
When we have these late plantings, we hope we have an extended late fall or something, but we really haven't had those either.
A late spring warm-up doesn't mean the growing season will extend later into the fall, says Rick Toman, a climate specialist with the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Center for Climate Assessment and Policy. But he says this summer's long-term forecast suggests it'll be warmer than usual in the interior and that rainfall will be about average.
The odds tilt to favor significantly above normal.
Toman says he understands why farmers would like temperatures to warm up as quickly as possible, but he says gradual warming is better to reduce the chances of flooding.
With the deep snowpack, with the very cold April, were we to have temperatures, in the 70s, which at this time of year is entirely possible, that would be a real recipe for serious breakup flooding.
Mugridge is president of the Alaska Farm Bureau, and he says farmers around the state are dealing with the same problem. He says he's encouraged by higher temperatures over the past few days in the interior that have melted most of the snow on his fields, and he's glad to hear about the warmer than usual summer forecast.
We can still get there this year. I mean, we may be late, but maybe we'll have the fall that'll make a bountiful crop.
That's a hope shared by all of Alaska's farmers and livestock producers. Meanwhile, Mugridge says he'll continue to use last year's harvest to keep his cows contented. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
In many parts of Alaska, river ice is a central part of life in winter, used for transportation, recreation, and subsistence fishing. But ice today is becoming more unpredictable with climate warming. Katie Spellman is an assistant professor at UAF helping to coordinate the Fresh Eyes on Ice program.
We have the capability to exchange knowledge so fast now that, you know, we saw real potential in sharing observations up and down river through our phones that hadn't been a part of the ice monitoring programs in the past in Alaska.
All you have to do is snap a photo and send it along with a note marking its location. Contributors can add photo to the Fresh Eyes on Ice Facebook page or website, or even through a citizen science app called Globe Observer. Spellman says that the hundreds of photos the program receives can help forecasters model river ice and issue warnings about floods and erosion. This year's cold spring is concerning, she says, because the late snowpack increases the risk of ice jam flooding on Alaska's major rivers. She says photo submissions can also help to preserve a record of what the river is looking like now.
In climate research, those images, you know, that if you take one today, the value increases through time because we want to see how it was in the past.
It's still unclear exactly how climate change will affect ice and flooding, since rivers could see thinner ice growth, but heavier precipitation or unpredictable freeze-thaw cycles. For more information on how to contribute a photo to the river ice anywhere in Alaska, visit fresheyesonice.com. In Juneau, a potentially rainy evening ahead with scattered showers forecasted for later tonight. That rain will give way to a pretty pleasant weekend with partial sun and highs in the low 50s for Saturday and Sunday.